Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, the number one lesbian-owned entertainment business in the United States. Look, tonight's show is going to be awesome. Before we get into that, let me go ahead and introduce myself to all you ladies that do not know the voice behind this thing right here. My name is KC. I am CEO of She's On Entertainment. And yes, look, forget all that. Tonight's show, it's going to be awesome. I can't even say anything else. My number one lesbian group is here. You know what I'm saying? They coming on here. They about to show it to you. About to show you exactly what hip-hop is all about. Look, I know y'all tired of getting crunk in the club, twerking. Half of y'all twerking. Don't know what you're twerking to. You know, y'all start twerking to a hot dog song or a hamburger apple song. Hamburg over here, y'all just start twerking for no reason, you know what I'm saying? But this group right here, they bring nothing but life. They bring music, they bring chemistry, they bring love, they bring positivity, man. The name of the group is called Kim for Life, you know. Right now, we definitely waiting on them to call into the line. But before we get into them, before they even waiting on them, what I want to do right now, I want to ask you, the callers, you know, exactly how do y'all feel about Camp for Life? Because I know they'll definitely want to know your input and, you know, the support. I know they definitely want to hear from the fans or whatever. So I want to try to press the number one right now because I want to know. I know everybody else want to know. How do you feel about Camp for Life? Talk to me. Press number one. Let's get going. Don't y'all be scared now. I see 75 callers on here, and there's only one person pressing the number one. Now, I know y'all are calling to talk to Kim for Life. Come on, tell She's On how do you feel about Kim for Life. Press the number one right now. Area code 804-908. Talk to She's On. How do you feel about talking to Kim for Life tonight? Hello, 804-908. All right, they're quiet. Well, in other news, let's get on to another topic right now. I'm so Camp for Life, do call in. Look, how was everybody's day? Today, day was awesome over here in Richmond, Virginia. Despite the rain, you know, but, you know, by being Valentine's Day tomorrow, let's see if y'all answer this. How are y'all feeling about it being Valentine's Day tomorrow? Press number one. I want to know your input on Valentine's Day. Like, do you hate it? Do you love it? What are you doing for your boo tomorrow? You know, what are you doing for your cutty buddy? What are you doing for your mom's dad? What are you doing for your puppy? And most importantly, what are you doing for you? All right? So go ahead and press number one. I definitely want to know exactly what are y'all doing for Valentine's Day tomorrow. Lord, y'all are quiet tonight. It's okay. It's okay. But I think one of the kin for life is here. Hey, how you doing?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, what's good?
What's good?
Camp for Life is in the building. What's popping, y'all?
Uh-oh. Now y'all want to press the one, see? There you go.
They were too quiet. You wanted them to chat it up with you. What's good? This is IQ.
It's Noah. What up? Weekend for life. You already know Mount Vernon's finest. Mount Vernon, New York. All right.
See,
all
now
day,
I
eight day.
What's poppin'?
I can't believe it either, ladies. I can't believe it. I do want to ask y'all, you know what I'm saying, where did y'all get the name Camp for Life? Like, I definitely want to know that.
Well, pretty much, you want to answer that?
Oh, yeah, you usually answer this one, but I'm going to answer today.
Yeah, let's hear your
interpretation
of
it. My turn. I never get to answer this question. Every time someone asks this question, you always answer, and that's not fair. So today, IQ is going to tell you. Ken means family. And we used to be a three-person group. And so the K stood for someone's name, the I was for IQ, and N was for Nora. Then we dropped her, like, real quick because she was, you know, she wanted to, like, you know, do other stuff and shit, whatever. And then we thought we'd keep the name Ken because we family. And then we ended up Ken for Life because the fans renamed us Ken for Life after we dropped our album called Ken for Life. And then they decided that must be our name because the album's name was Ken for Life. So
and people can't get it right for nothing. They kept announcing us at shows as Ken for Life and calling us Ken for Life, and they couldn't just say Ken. They just wanted to add something to it. So he's like, you know what? Our name is Ken for Life. Never mind. So we just went with the flow.
Okay. Okay. I like that. Stand for love. That's what's up. I never knew that, but now I do know that.
Yeah, man, it's crazy how things come together. It's written in the stars. We was named by our fans.
I hear that. See, got them over there blushing now. Look.
You can see them
blushing. So I want to know exactly where are y'all from?
Do we have video?
Mount Vernon, New York.
Mount Vernon, New York, 4 square miles, Merville, money earning, home of Heavy D, rest in peace, Diddy, Denzel Washington, you know.
We
right outside the BX, right next to the Bronx and Wyo, so like, New York, that's where we at.
Okay. So out of all the songs that y'all have created, what is by far y'all favorite? What is the favorite song?
Damn, it has to be the shit we recently just did that's not even out yet. It's going to be on the Money Brings Trouble album coming for y'all soon. You know what I mean? It's called G-Stack. It's a crazy joint. I don't want to tell y'all too much about it because it's a surprise joint. When y'all hear it, y'all going to go crazy. Like, I feel like it's one of the dopest records that we've done in our career. And it's just a different sound. It's a different energy. And people are not prepared for the lyrical, the lyrical finesse, if you will. Like, we're going off on that. Like, we got off on that joint. We want to show people we can spit because a lot of people got caught up thinking because we made the big, you know, single Makeup Girl in 08, people thought we was like a pop group. But they realized if they do their research, we started off as a hardcore underground group that people told us we was too dark, like our music was too dark. We were like goth hip-hop. It's like everything was like just straight up like hardcore hip-hop, you know what I mean? And, you know, we went a little pop for the fans and made some nice little pop records that people thought that's what we was all about. But careful, like, we spit. We got lyrics. Like, we from New York. You know, we grew up in that era when motherfuckers was beatboxing in the staircase, banging on their chest, and we was in the ciphers with them, you know what I mean? Like, you hop in the cipher, you freestyle up the top. That's the era we come from, real hip-hop, not these little YouTube stars.
Oh, YouTube stars. Shout out to all my YouTube stars, yo. Keep getting those views and shit.
Keep shining.
Keep shining.
The YouTube stars. Okay.
Now
okay.
My
now see, I did hear you say, you know, Heavy D. So, you know, who definitely inspired you all to do what y'all do today? Like some of the artists.
Man.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's definitely for Nora is her mother. Her mother, Nora's mother, I'm going to let you know. That was the first person who ever taught her to rap. She shied down when she was young. Like, what was she, like 8 or something? Or maybe even young, like 7 or 8, right?
Yeah.
Well, my Dukes was in the studio, so like her number one influence is definitely her mom's.
I concur. She's right. And I can tell you who IQ's number one influence is, Notorious B.I.G. So,
ow.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, that's the person that she fell in love with lyrically, and he embodies everything that an MC should be. So who wouldn't want to model himself after the greatest rapper that ever did it? You know what I mean? And R.I.P. B.I.G., like, he's a big influence in both of our lives, especially Q, you know what I mean? Like, her flow is reminiscent of him. If you listen to the way she spits and the way she puts words together and, like, the way she tells stories, you can see the influence in the flow. So, you know, that's nothing. It's nothing.
What a great compliment.
Oh.
I appreciate that, Norton.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have game.
I like both of y'all.
Is someone playing Russell? Hold the fucking phone. Where are you?
Oh shit, I ain't gonna lie, that's me, me. Yeah, I can't help it. Be Russell be calling me. I'll be shaking. I'll be in my room.
Said Russell.
Shaking.
Yeah.
I'll be trying
Russell one time, man. I put the phone down. Not even gonna lie
to you. Like, yeah, I need to hit the app store and pick up that Russell. Yeah.
Y'all need my official Russell endorsement, B. Say that I just put them on, yeah.
This motherfucker got it bad. She's playing Russell on the interview. Now,
okay.
This game is so addictive. It's so addictive, you'll actually buy the real version. You'll get that free shit. Like, nah, I need that real version. I need to see my stats. I need to see how it's going down. I need to get my practice on.
You know what I'm saying?
Russell.
That's how it'll be. Simple.
Yeah, that. Well, that, you know, let me ask you another question, right? What motivates you, not just, you know, the artist, but what motivates you, like, as far as life, as to keep going? Hello? I think Camp for Life has got dropped, everybody. Do not go anywhere. They will be right back. So, ladies, pressing number one. While you are awaiting for Camp for Life to come back, because definitely I'm going in order, and I know that y'all ladies want to talk to Camp for Life, so go ahead, pressing number one. Get your order ready so you'll be able to talk to the greatest rappers alive, because that's who they are, Camp for Life. They're awesome. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. All right. In the meantime, while you all are waiting for Camp for Life to come back on the phone, I'm going to go ahead and drop one of their songs. It's called The Drug Test. Let's go.
To this recession, got me stressing. Now I gotta go get me a job. I've been smoking. So how am I supposed to go get me a job? Now I gotta take me a drug test. Oh no. Now I gotta take me a drug test. Yeah. Oh no. This recession got me stressing. I gotta go get me a job. I've been smoking. So I'm supposed to go get me a job. Real estate game is hectic. A couple tenants left unexpected. So now I gotta go get me another weapon. And the criminal record that attempted. Take the girl back on a 9-to-5 flow. Use my degree and it's so effortlessly. The symphony was calling me. I'm classical, rational, well thought out. Cause my bad luck is a brand new house. So I'm thankful for the struggle, in and out of trouble. Pull it up by the bootstraps, G, my made me like that. I don't like nobody help, I'm hard-headed. I would rather help myself, won't part with it. Pride, and that's just me, from the birth to the sky. I just wanna fly, and you just want my high. That's it, high. Got me stressing, now I gotta go get me a job. I've been smoking, so I'm supposed to go get me a job. Now I gotta take me a drug test. Oh no, now I gotta take me a drug test.
It was all good then, I was bagging huge vibes. She was bagging up too, we was making rainbows. Girl up on the table, never for cocaine though. Only Mary Jane, now this shit ain't the same though. Now I'm grown up, and I ain't trying to make the same though. Shit, I gotta get a job so I can keep my lights on. How the fuck is we supposed to keep these mics on? I guess I'ma have the GNC and get somebody clean. I stopped smoking for 2 weeks to get my body clean. I mean, see, I was raised to be a fucking queen. But now I'm slaving work and now it's at the Burger King. Cause I'm part-time with no benefits. So have that working to my benefit. So if you download this for free, you should make a donation for my motherfucking membership.
Got me stressing, now I gotta go get me a job.
I've been smoking,
so
I had no ambition.
Go get me a job. Now I gotta take me a drug test.
Oh no,
now I gotta take me a drug test. Yeah, oh no.
I tried to reach a break, but I only made it to about nine and a half. After that, they gave me a dime and a half. Good behavior half the time. Spin up in a halfway house, and now the system got me halfway out and halfway in. I take a half day, spend it, looking for a half-ass job. Gotta be back by half past five. I come in half-ass high. These cattle usually pass me by. Stop me in my tracks, look me dead in my eye. He said, hey, youngin', I've been in jail more than half my life, and I only got to know half my wife and less of my kids. This system ain't the best of my kids. They was raised by half of a whole little squad. Young, and let me tell you why. Prison's just an excuse of a half-ass try. An excuse is just a half-ass lie. These fiends be killing themselves, but the cars, they only half-ass try. You the reason, you only half-ass try. What?
Got me stressing. Now I gotta go get me a job. I've been smoking. So I'm gonna go get me a job. Now I gotta take me a drug test. Oh, no.
All right. Camp for Life, you there?
All right. You're going to learn today.
What up?
All right. Now, look, now that song was hard, right? So I want to know what inspired you to make that song. That song was
real life, yo. Like, that's the shit people be going through. Like, you in a recession, what you going to do? You try to smoke you some green so you can forget about all your troubles. But then you caught in the catch-22 because then you got to get a job, then you got to get your piss all clean. These motherfuckers want to drug test you like they paying you top of the line. You barely making enough money, and they got the money to pay for drug tests, but they don't even want to pay you the correct hourly wage for all the hard work you're doing.
Hello.
So, you know, it's real shit. It's shit people going through. Like, we ain't out here rapping about rims and making it rain on motherfuckers. Motherfuckers out here struggling right now. Last time I checked, 99% of the world was struggling. So yeah. I don't know why everybody keeps making records like everything is Gucci when it's not.
Yeah, shout out to President Obese. President Obama, State of the Union address, trying to make federally, nationally, minimum wage $9.
Mm-hmm.
Well, motherfuckers is trying to get a raise to $9. I know motherfuckers out there trying to get a raise to $9. So y'all need to pay attention to what's going on and support people that are supporting you. Okay, I'm too political right now. This ain't fun anymore. So y'all don't like that shit. So y'all want to ask me another question.
Man, you keeping it real, though. I'm keeping it wild.
That's it. Pay attention.
Yes.
Pay attention like you're trying to do some good things, you know?
Yes. $9, that would be wonderful in Virginia. I'm trying to tell you.
Because if minimum wage is $9, then everybody that's making over that got to get pushed up, and everybody gets, you know, paid what they're worth.
Right.
Exactly.
And at a minimum, can Americans be worth at a minimum $9 an hour? The type of hours they put you through, the work, the benefits
sacrifice.
That are barely there.
Sacrifice.
Right.
You give up your whole life when you work for companies. You know,
I mean, can you get a minimum?
Family. People know what that's about, you know what I'm saying? You know what that's about. And we just bringing light to it. We having fun, you know. At the same time, we want to make music that people could dance to and still jam to. But, you know, at the same time, telling a message and something that people could relate to. If you get into our lyrics, like, you'll hear some real shit. You know what I mean? We shining light on shit that needs light shined on. Industry shady. We bringing light to it.
That's what's up. That's what I like. Definitely like that, because, you know, I'm tired of hearing bounce that booty. You know, they even, let me tell you, they going as crazy as making a twerk song up a Walmart. Like, I don't even know
what's going on. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's real.
You even got a Wally World twerk song, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But
we talk about booty, though. You know, booty happens in our songs sometimes. It be, we talk about real life, and if in your real life you're not getting no ass, that's a fucked up real life. So if you're going to listen to Kid for Life and you're going to pick up Money Brings Trouble, Struggle Plus Fun, I'm talking about all the way real life. So we're not going to beat you in the head with, you know, yo, there's these politics. We're just going to tell you, like, what you should know in general, like life. So it's all over there, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of ass going on. You got to support ass.
But not just ass. Oh, it's ass mixed in there. It's not all just about the ass.
Yeah. So it's not just about politics. It's not just about ass. It's not just about
nice
drug tests. It's not just about being broke.
We'll call it power ass.
Yeah, power ass.
Having a good motherfucking time.
Yeah,
no matter what life gives you, no matter what life gives you, have a good time. Try to fucking figure it out and keep going.
That's it. It's real out
Okay. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to ask you another question. Like, you know, what can people expect to see at your live performances?
Man, a story, yo. Like, you're gonna watch us from beginning to end and get to know who we are, and we'll let you in a little bit of our lives and our theories on things and how we feel about shit. And we just paint pictures for people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll be able to go through a whole journey with us on stage from different temple joints like Indiana My Family to It's Over Now, like rocking out on stage. We get it in. We dance. We're performing. We're not just standing there grabbing our crotches, you know what I'm saying, acting like we just some regular everyday MCs. Like, we get it in. We put on a good show that makes sense. So, you know what I mean? Come out. We're performing. Our next show is in South Carolina at Club Winners. You know, we're representing for
March 1st.
Street Poets. March 1st, yeah, that's be Street Poets birthday bash. So that's going to be crazy.
Okay.
And after that, the show season is going to be set off at Kin for Life. So, yeah, I can look forward to us performing in the Dominican Republic this year as well. We got a show coming up in Connecticut. You know what I mean? A couple other shows on deck. It's Kin for Life season. So y'all going to see us in a lot of different states. So just pay attention. We coming, you know what I mean? So whether y'all like it or not, we coming, y'all. It's nothing.
And you just find all the info at kinforlife.com. Show dates. You can see the videos. You can see where to get the music. You can go get the mixtapes. You can go get kinforlife.com.
Church.
It is officially Kin for Life season.
Church.
Yeah. Y'all heard that, didn't it? Yeah, but what did it say to
you? You sound like you smoked some good shit over there. What you got? You mad laid back, fam. You sound like you smoked some good shit. You mad laid back, fam. What you on?
Yeah, man. You gotta stay laid back. Well grounded.
Yeah, man. I'm fucked too, y'all. With you.
It's the mad relaxed flow. We like, let me ask you one more question.
Make sure y'all go download all our free music. You know what I mean? We got that Smokers Edition out. So if you're smoking that good shit right now, you can go download that mixtape for free off that piff.com. Just type in Kin for Life. We got 3 free mixtapes up there. All the Welcome to Volume. I mean, Welcome to Planet Noreek Volume 1, 2, and 3. You know what I mean? So you could get the nice little collection for free before that album drop. Money Brings Trouble coming soon. So make sure y'all support that when that drop. We independent. We doing it big. You already know. MTV, 17 different countries. Kin for Life, get it right. Sorry, I had to say that.
And, I know we got some listeners on there. I know y'all motherfuckers going to go out and get that free music. But I know for a fact we got some listeners on there that got a dollar in their pocket. True story, because the people that fuck with me definitely got a dollar. Anybody that chills with IQ has a dollar. So they're going to head over to iTunes to pick up that single. It's over now. You got to get the single, the video, like, for 99 cents. So go up there.
And they don't
iTunes,
even know.
Albums on there. Just put Kin for Life. Yo, I love Kin for Life. It's still up on there. I mean, we got joints. Like,
we just dropped another single called Goes Up, produced by DJ Cell Block. And what country is he out of, Q?
He is right now chilling in Bucharest, Romania. Like, once again, it's international Kin for Life.
How we do it.
A hot joint. Just dropped that on iTunes. We just trying to go global with this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
international, man.
Just support us.
Last year, B.
Yeah, that's what's up. definitely got She's On support. Definitely. 100%.
That's what's up, yo. We rock with Virginia. VA
oh, yeah.
is like a second home. There's Richmond like a second. Like, we always up in that spot.
Yeah, man. I was just in Richmond like 2 weeks ago.
I'm trying to bring y'all down here for She Pride. You know what I'm saying? They, I definitely want Richmond to get in tune to y'all. It's real hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear it no more. So, no.
I mean, it's a endangered species out here, man. It's real.
Yeah.
It's all good, though, because you got a lot of good MCs coming up, too. You know what I mean? Not just us. There's so many different talented people coming up. So there's hope for hip-hop. It's just that, you know, it's going to take time, just like anything. Anything that's great takes time. And you got a bunch of people out there that want to change the way it is, and they are going to change the way it is. You got a lot of young MCs coming up that are just, you know, experimenting with different sounds and just bringing new things to the table. So I'm excited with the direction of music right now. I'm ready to hear the new shit, and we are part of that new generation of music, that new sound, shit that motherfuckers ain't heard before, a hybrid mix between New York and you know, we represent Mount Vernon. We definitely got that Mount Vernon sound, and if y'all don't know what that is, you will know. Trust and believe. Money brings trouble. It's coming. Retarded album.
Right.
The only thing I'm listening to right now is my own album. Favorite album right now. Not even
all
done
right,
yet. It's my favorite album right now.
Y'all definitely got a couple people that want to talk to y'all.
Word. Let
What's
know.
Up?
Let All right, let's go to the phone lines. Y'all ladies, y'all pressing number one to talk to Ken for Light. They're not going to bite you. Okay, so don't be scared.
Only if you want it.
Early code 409-842. Talk to Ken for Life.
Hello.
What up?
Hi, you guys.
Hey, girl. What's going on?
How's it going today?
We're Gucci Five. How are you?
I'm good.
She's Gucci, I'm Louis.
I was just listening to y'all just now on the computer or whatever. And I wanted to know, like, if y'all songs, right? Do y'all songs have, like, a different type of music? Like, a meaning to it?
I can't really hear you right now.
You're kind of ducking. You're kind of getting real quiet. Say that again.
I said I was just listening to you guys on the computer or whatever. The question I want to ask was, like, with your music, right, is your music, what's the meaning to the different lyrics of y'all's songs?
What is the meaning to the different lyrics of our songs is what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's just real life experience. It's like a documentary, if you will. It's kind of like you get to follow us through our life experiences and realize that our lives are just like your lives, and you can relate. Like, sometimes when you're looking at people that do music, people get this illusion that, you know, all musicians are rich and famous and they're swimming in jacuzzi, smoking cigars all day, living it up, popping bottles, but that's not the reality of it. You know, we kind of give you a window into somebody's life who is going through something just like you, you know what I'm saying, who's just going through the everyday struggle trying to survive, somebody who's going after their dreams, somebody who's been let down but still hopeful, you know what I mean? And we're giving you that balance throughout music and giving you inspiration at the same time.
Okay. I have another question. Hello? Hello.
They were just disconnected one more time, sweetheart. Don't go anywhere, okay? Don't go anywhere.
Casey, definitely. How you doing?
Casey, all right. I love you, baby.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, Casey. You
it's
know
me.
Who am I talking to?
It's
me.
Steve.
Hey,
baby.
How you doing?
You know I'm going to support you.
Definitely, thank you for the support. Definitely, look, y'all got to support Ken for Life. All right? Y'all got to go to their website and all that. Get on iTunes and download everything.
Oh, for sure. I got a good question for him. This is Mr. Fee.
All right, hold on. Here he come again. Hold on. Here he come. All right, there you go.
Yo, my bad.
We back.
Hey, yo,
hello.
Ken for Life.
What up, though?
What's up, BZ?
What's poppin'? What's up, visiting the dam?
So, what up, dog? Now, I wanted to holler at y'all real quick.
All right.
I was having a discussion because, you know, y'all were on another show
a couple of days ago, and I was having a discussion with some of my female and male rap heads, and I was telling them about y'all guys, and somebody came out the cut, and they were like, oh, that's that lesbian music or that lesbian rap stuff. And it kind of offended me because I look at y'all as universal artists, period. Mm-hmm. You know what
appreciate
I'm saying?
That.
So I was just wondering, how does this feel when people classify y'all not by y'all talent, but by stuff that don't matter, like
yeah.
sexuality and
good
stuff
question.
Like that?
That's a real good question. Q, you want to answer that?
That's a real good question. I'm going to be honest in that when we were approached initially, we were not an out per se group when we came out. You know, when we just started doing music, we just did music. And because of the impact we were making as two independent artists and as a duo and a female duo that people haven't done in a while, we got approached by PBS. And they wanted to do a documentary on us. And the show is called In the Life.
Yeah, I've seen
it. And they wanted us to talk about being out musicians. And like, who did I tell y'all I was out? But like, you know, they're like, no fucking duh. Like, whatever. And we had a conversation, and we're like, if we're going to do this.
Hello?
No, did we lose him again, fam?
Hold on, let me check.
I'm here. Hello?
Yeah, they're here.
Oh, okay.
Q? I don't know what happened to her. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, son.
All right, so I'll continue where she left off. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? As she was saying, PBS called us out, and then allhiphop.com, if y'all don't know, allhiphop.com is a real big hip-hop site. They get over 1 million hits a day on their website. I mean, they're one of the biggest tastemakers in hip-hop, mainstream hip-hop. And a woman did an article on us around the time we did the PBS special, and she named it Black Lesbians Rock. We had no idea that she was going to call the article lesbians or anything like that. Like, we were, like, kind of unprepared, and she kind of outed us, you know, in a sense, because it came out before the PBS thing, and we just had filmed that, but she turned it, and that was the focus on it, and it wound up being one of the most controversial, you know, articles on the site. Even if you check the archives today, it was one of the most commented on. You know, people started dropping Bible scriptures on us. This was, like, in 2007, and this is before all gay hip-hop that's out now was accepted. And, you know, in hip-hop. And it was a lot for us to deal with, but we just had to, you know, just stand our ground and go, look, this is who we are. We are black. We are lesbians, and we do rock. So ain't shit we can do about that but just accept it and accept the backlash that's going to come with it and talk about it freely. I'm not going to hide who I am. You know, when you're an artist, you're put under the microscope, and people always want to know what's beyond the music, who's behind Noor, who's behind IQ. You know, they always want to get to the meat of you. And, you know, that's the risk you take when you want to step into the limelight. And you just got to make sure you put out good music to follow all the hype around it. And that's what we do. We back it up with good records. Money
well, that's
up.
One of the things that, you know, I really respect about you guys. Because we don't hear about y'all in controversy. And it's like the media just looks for the negative to say, okay, see, this is what's wrong with this group. Instead of concentrating and focusing on your talent and the positivity that you're putting out there. And a beautiful limelight that you put women, no matter your sexuality.
Right.
You are strong black
right.
women. You're doing your thing. And it's amazing to me. And y'all got my support 5,000 times.
We appreciate that, fam.
And
real.
Keep
we
doing your
that.
Thing. And I'll be looking for y'all on the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Next, can I get your Rezzo, homie? Because I'm about to kick some booty.
Oh, man, they got disconnected one. They got disconnected again.
Oh, I want that Ruzzle.
They definitely coming back, though. They definitely coming back. I'm going to hold you right here until they come back, too. Make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, you get that Ruzzle.
I got pen and pad right now because I'm about to score some points.
You think you can be? You think you can be Ken for life, though?
Hey, I got a dictionary on my side.
Oh man,
Cheetah,
Cheetah.
She said she got a dictionary. Like, so.
Yeah, Casey, do I wait? This is Shy, man. You know, over at the palace, this is Shy.
How you doing?
All right.
You're good. That's good. Yo, we need to get y'all on here, NVO. Y'all.
You always say that.
Nah, I'm not for real, but y'all never got anything about it.
You
know what I'm saying? Look, we're going to talk about this later. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about this later. Hold on. I'm still waiting on him. Still waiting on Ken for life. I'm going to give him a few seconds. I want y'all to get at me, though. Fee, you know how to get in contact with me. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, you doing your thing, too, and thanks for supporting all the artists and the dancers and the
music.
Yes,
amen to the dancing. Woo.
Okay, maybe not. We want some more.
You know what? It's all a struggle. Like, we all, everybody out here trying to make something for themselves, you feel me? And I feel that, you know, mainstream don't, they really don't support us for who we are. So somebody got to do it. We got to do it with them. We got to hold each other down. You know, we got to create our own circle, you feel me? So, you know, that's what's going down. Like, I support anybody that's out there doing something positive.
You know,
they could be somebody on the street doing belly dancing. Hey, I'm supporting them. Come on, me interview you. You feel me? Like, that's just what it is. You know?
Yeah, but it's kind of funny. History repeats itself because, you know, if you look back through time when, you know, communities were ostracized and looked upon badly, they created their own and supported their own. And then now everybody want, look at hip-hop. Everybody want to be hip-hop. Every single culture from Asian to Caucasian, they want to be hip-hop. They want to dress like us. They want to talk like us. They want to make their music like us. They want our rhythm and our beats. You know, so it is what it is.
Right, we gotta do it. We gotta make things happen. You feel me?
Everything or by us.
Everything gonna be good. But until we get Ken for Life on the line, you know, we got maybe a good 4 minutes left. I'm trying to hold on. But definitely, I know you want to get that Russell from him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
I know you got other callers waiting in queue. If you can, just throw it out there. We're gonna be listening. So.
Oh, no, y'all the only ones. Y'all are the only ones. Yeah, I'm going to get on y'all caller, too, because it's a whole lot of y'all on here. And y'all scared to talk to Ken for Life, and they on here. Y'all been like, KT, we want to talk to Ken for Life. And I got them on the line, and y'all are scared to press number one. I don't get it.
Hey,
so I'm going to get my belt and my Crisco and my oil for all of y'all.
Some questions and everything.
Yes, I'm
going to
get it.
Like, where was Ken for Life born? How were they raised, you know? What made them strong enough to say, okay, this is what we want to do, and step out on the scene and do it?
Right. It's not going to hurt, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to hurt to ask a question.
Hey, where can we, you know, hit y'all up at? What's y'all Facebook, y'all Twitter, you know, whatever y'all got, y'all content? Do y'all do private shows? And if so, how much? don't tell me to ask questions. I got plenty of them.
I know that's right. Well, definitely, you definitely stay there. Don't go nowhere, cause you need to ask them that when they come back. Cause nobody else is gonna ask them. So definitely, hold those questions. Matter of fact, it should have been 100 people pressing the number one right now, because they just gave y'all like 20 questions in like 1 second. I don't understand.
I'm gonna have to give you my number so you can call me, cause on nights like this. You know what I'm saying? I'd definitely come in and be your sidekick and help you out. You be Batman, I'd be Robin. I don't mind. Robin was a cute one anyway.
Yeah, that. Well, I'm definitely going to get him. I'm going to hold it down for a few more seconds. If y'all definitely want to talk, y'all want to say anything to Ken for Life, even if y'all want to shout him out, they still can hear it. Y'all pressing number one. Y'all can just say, I love you, Ken for Life, or something. You know, and that way they'll know that their fans are out here. They're out here. They support them right now. So press number one. Let them hear you. I don't know what's going on. with their sound right now, but we always know the technical difficulties happen. You feel me?
Yeah, sometimes so. They don't pay the telephone bill at the last minute. They get that shit off noted. In the middle of an interview, you know how it happens. It happened to you before. Y'all know how it feels to get cut off.
I'm not laughing with y'all today. I'm not laughing with y'all today.
Come on,
I promise.
Support Kim for Life so they can pay their phone bill. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to their YouTubes. Pick up their music.
Y'all crazy.
Oh, I love you, Kim. It's never love.
Y'all off the chain, yo. But look, ladies, I'm about to go ahead and conclude the show. I want to thank y'all at the Pimp Palace for coming on here and supporting She's On Radio.
Hey.
Definitely, She's On Radio is back. You know,
she don't lose us.
Hey, every Monday through Wednesday, right here, 646-716-6977,
11 o'clock
every Wednesday,
ladies. Okay? Text messages, yeah. I need you to stop changing your phone number, too.
Hey, that was not for She's On Radio. We will talk about that later. All right, ladies, I'm going to end y'all with the same song by Camp for Life. It's called Drug Test. Y'all definitely stick into it. If y'all want to get into them, y'all need to go to www.kenforlife. That is the number 4, not F-O-R, the number 4, kenforlife.com. Y'all need to book them in your city. Y'all need to listen to them. Y'all need to share their music,
okay,
man.
So love you, hon.
We all we got, all right? So everybody, y'all ladies, have a nice night. Thank y'all for tuning in. She's On Radio. It's Ken for Life.
Said this recession got me stressing. Now I gotta go get me a job. I've been smoking. So how am I supposed to go get me a job? Now I gotta take me a drug test. Oh, no. Now I gotta take me a drug test. Yeah. Oh, no. This recession got me stressing. Now I gotta go get me a job. I've been smoking. So I'm supposed to go get me a job. Now I gotta take me a drug test. Oh no. Now I gotta take me a drug test. Yeah. Oh no. Out of retirement, real estate game is hectic. A couple tenants left unexpected. So now I gotta go get me another weapon. And the criminal record is never tempted. Take your girl back on a 9-to-5 flow. Use my degree and it's so effortlessly. The symphony was calling me. I'm classical, rational, well thought out. Cause my bad luck is a brand new house. So I'm thankful for the struggle, in and out of trouble. Pull it up by the bootstraps, G-ma made me like that. I don't like nobody help, I'm hard-headed. I would rather help myself, won't part with it. Pride, and that's just me, from the birth to the sky. I just wanna fly, and you just want my high. That's it, high. Got me stressing, now I gotta go get me a job. I've been smoking, so I'm through the go get me a job. Now I gotta take me a drug test. Oh no. Now I gotta take me a drug test. Yeah, oh no.
Been smoking since I was in high school, yeah, I went to school high. It was all good then, I was back at Q5. She was bagging up too, we was making rainbows. Still up on the table, never for cocaine though. Only Mary Jane, now this shit ain't the same though. Now I'm grown up, and I ain't tryna make the same though. Shit, I gotta get a job, so I can keep my lights on. How the fuck is we supposed to keep these mics on? I guess I'ma head to GNC and get some body clean. I stopped smoking for 2 weeks to get my body clean. I mean, see, I was raised to be a fucking queen. But now I'm slaving, working hours at the Burger King. Cause I'm part-time with no benefits. So have that working to my benefit. So if you download this for free, you should make a donation for my motherfucking penmanship.
Got me stressing, now I gotta go get me a job. I've been smoking, so I tried to reach a brick, but I only made it to about 9 and a half. After that, they gave me a dime and a half.
good behavior half the time. Spin a halfway house, and now the system got me halfway out and halfway in. Take a half day, spend it, looking for a half ass job. Gotta be back by half past five. I come in half ass high. These cattle usually pass me by. Stop me in my tracks, look me dead in my eye. He said, hey, youngin', I've been in jail more than half my life. And I only got to know half my wife and rest of my kids. This is the name of my kids. They was raised by